I want to prophesy to your life that because of the breath of God in 2025, 5785, there's going to come a convergence of all the assets, human, economic, opportunistic, that you need to fulfill God's plan and predetermination for your life. Kings are going to converge to some of you. Your level of association internationally is going to reach to a much higher level of competences and capacities, so that you will find that you are able to do things on another level. You see, we grow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's one level to another level, to another level, into another dimension. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. But friends, after a while of taking steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're going to go 1 through 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then you'll get onto it and you realize you now go 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. So in one step, you're covering 10 paces. And then you'll catch it again, where you would count normally 100 to 200. But instead you will jump over the tens, and guess what? You're going to jump over the hundreds. So that you're not counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, you're counting 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. But you're counting 100, 200, 300, 400. Friends, it can even go higher than that. It depends on the level of your faith. Because your God is infinite. He can count beyond what you think counting is. He can count in the billions, in the millions, in the trillions. And that means stuff is coming back to you. God's going to do something to make you a light set on a hill, that those who ran away from you one by one by one, they're going to come back. And then after a while, you notice it's not one by one, it's 10 by 10 by 10 by 10. God's not going to give you a fishing line any longer. He's going to give you a fishing net. Who am I talking to now? Then he'll give you many partners with many ships, with many trawlers. And then you'll have the chasers who will chase the fish in the bay to all of your nets. Because you're going to have teams for your dream. You are not strong enough for your dream. Otherwise, your dream is not from God. If the dream is from God, it's bigger than you, it's bigger than your potential, and it's stronger than your present team. You're going to need to build a stronger team. That means you have to get the best lawyers, the best accountants, the best consultants, because where God is taking you to, it's going to need more than Johnny and Freddie. It's going to need more than the guy you pay a little tuppence. It's going to take more from you than you think you have to give. You have to build your team. Give me the next number. And that's the number 7. And that's the number Zayin. And Zayin symbolically is a crowned sword. That means your sword in 2025 is going to have royal victory. You're going to have the crown of divine victory over the work and the use of your sword. What is the sword to us? The sword is the rhema word of God. You get that in the inhalation of the breath of God. You now have not just a logos word, but you have a prophetic apostolic word that already guarantees you the victory before you go to battle. It's a fixed fight in 25. That means you just have to follow God to the ring, and God's going to make sure that your enemy is knocked down just when you thought you were going to lose. He's going to go out for the count. If you don't believe it, act important, cross your two legs together and look dignified. But if this is your word, I want you to tell somebody that God has crowned my sword with his crown. That means on Calvary's cross, when he got up from the grave, he put a crown on your fight. He put a crown on your battle. He says, this battle is not yours. It belongs to your God. This victory will not be of your excellency. This victory is going to be me at work. Paul said it this way: I am what I am by the grace of God. I labored more abundantly than all the apostles, but it was not me laboring. It was the grace of God that was laboring with me. And the sword also means that all through 25, you got a hedge, so you won't even see what the enemy's planning. planning. He won't even let many of the arrows come near you. And the ones you do see, it's only because God wants you to recognize that he's your shield and your buckler, your glory and the lifting up of your head, that he's your defender from ages past.